Climate Feminism, Role Models and Climate by Linnea Engström, with the financial support of the European Parliament to the Green European Foundation. Read by Vivian Searcy and produced by Bukea in collaboration with Visio and Green European Foundation. 1. About the author Linnea Engström, a young woman at the center of power. Sometimes life takes a turn you could never have dreamed of. When I was 33 years old, I was elected to the European Parliament, the world's largest directly elected parliament, to represent my home country of Sweden. My political commitment led me right up to this center of power, where laws are passed for the entire EU and its current 27 member states. Please, dear God, let me meet nice people who will help me in this great, transformative stage of my life. Let me make my mother proud and help me so that I don't make a fool of myself. How do you think it went? I made a fool of myself so many times that I thought I would collapse from despair. I met so many difficult people and was involved in such difficult things that I thought I would fall straight into the abyss. But I didn't. Instead, I created the first report on women, gender equality, and climate justice. It became a starting point for an important discussion about climate refugees and that climate policy needs to be adapted to gender equality. I developed a definition of climate justice, where women and children are the most vulnerable to the consequences of climate change, and that it's particularly important to invest in women in the most vulnerable countries. My great commitment to the climate also enabled me to work with environmental legislation. I had the greatest success in the fisheries policy as first deputy chairman of the fisheries committee. I was put in charge of the work on how the EU should fish sustainably in poor countries' waters, a major and important environmental issue since 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by water. Moreover, the oceans are a most important buffer against climate change. They absorb carbon dioxide and provide us oxygen. Every other breath we take contains oxygen that comes from the ocean. I thought it was important to raise the issue of gender equality in fisheries policy as well. Women often make up over half of the workforce in fishing, but their jobs are made invisible and often unpaid. I managed to get direct funding for women-led cooperatives and bring attention to the idea that fisheries policy must also be informed by gender equality. I led high-level delegations, met presidents and ministers, and led tough negotiations in closed meeting rooms. The hardest thing during these years was having to leave my two children at home for long trips abroad. I also experienced some sexism, domination techniques, and envy. The most difficult thing to bear was the resistance of those who you think would support you but never do. I often found myself reading about other women in politics or about activists who preceded me as a way to find the strength to continue pushing my issues on gender equality and climate. To highlight women's rights and poor people's ability to tackle the climate change has so far been a task for a number of feminist activists and politicians during the 20th century. Hence, a number of portraits of these inspirational people are included in this book. History is something we can help create. By highlighting other stories, we can shape the times we live in. In order for the ideas born by women to live on, I want to tell their stories. I wrote the book Climate Feminism when I was pregnant with my second child and while I was at home with my newborn son. I thought a lot about the world we have to create for our children, that it must be fair and inclusive, that it must take the climate issue seriously. The climate issue is often perceived as something to be solved by someone else, in a technological way, at another place.